Richard Mayer also viewed instructional multimedia in three different ways. First, consider instructional multimedia from the delivery media view, meaning instructional multimedia presents information using two or more delivery devices. The focus of this view is on the physical systems. For example, instructional messages can be delivered through computer screens, an amplified speaker, or via a projector. Technology devices are considered as media in the delivery media view. The problem with this view is that the main focus is on the media used to present information, rather than on how people learn. In other words, the focus is on technology rather than on learners. Therefore, you will not consider the delivery media view in this course. The second view is the presentation modes view. It means that information is presented using two or more verbal and pictorial representations. For example, in computer-based multimedia, learning materials can be presented through verbal presentation as on-screen text or narration, and through pictorial presentation as graphics or animation. This view assumes that learners are able to use various coding systems to represent knowledge such as verbal or pictorial representations. This view also supports a cognitive theory of learning. The last view of instructional multimedia is sensory modalities view. This view is different from the presentation mode view in that sensory modalities view focuses on sensory receptors the learner uses to perceive the incoming material such as eyes and ears, whereas presentation mode view focuses on codes used to represent knowledge in learner's information processing system. However, both presentation modes view and sensory modalities view support that multimedia involves presenting materials that is processed visually and auditorily. In this class, consider the combined definition for both sensory modality view and presentation modes view as instructional multimedia.